pass, shoot, pass, 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 shoot, pass, 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 shoot. I mean, it was crazy. They shut that down. But the way that they shut that down is they had a plan, all right? The first thing that you have to have when you plan something is you've got to know where you are. If you're going to go somewhere, if you're going to use GPS, you know where you want to go. You have your goals, you have your vision, right? But what do you have to do first? That GPS has to locate where you are. So when you're going to plan, you have to think about where you are now compared to where it is that you want to be, and the plan is what you got to do in between. Does that make sense to everybody? Okay. So the first step is to determine where you are. So what I did is I put in here the marketing and sales assessment. Many of you have done this before. Maybe it's been a long time since you've done it. You need to do it about once a quarter. And what I recommend is you do your full assessment about once every 90 days. You update your business plan about once every 90 days. And actually what I have here is pretty much our full Phenomenal Products Marketing Plan, which takes a couple of days really to go through and teach and everything. So we're going to go fast. We're going to get some things filled in. And then what you can do is spend some time out here on the beach or go back and in your daily time capsule, you can start filling it in a little bit more fully from there. All right? So what I want you to do is let's do our marketing and sales assessment. And what you're going to do is you're going to rate each of these statements as they exist in your business right now on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being poor and 10 being phenomenal, and then total them up. Everybody understand what to do? Ready, set, grow. All right, so did anybody get a 10? Future, okay. All right, who would like to share one area that you know that you know that you know that you're going to improve over the next 90 days? Who wants to share? Have a little gift. Laura, okay, stand up and address the group.
We are definitely going to be working on marketing to our current client base a whole lot more than we're doing.
All right, beautiful. Give Laura a big hand clap. You betcha. Okay, someone else, what's one area you're going to focus on? Yes, sir.
We're going to get the marketing calendar, get that in place, and so we can see and predict exactly what we're going to do and then measure the effects from each campaign that we're going to work on.
Beautiful, marketing calendar. Give James a big hand clap. Okay, all right, one more. Yes, sir. Perfect. Referral reward system. Excellent. Isaiah, give Isaiah a big hand clap. Okay, let's go to the next page. And what's going to happen here is we are, in essence, going to go through our 7 M's of marketing, the 7 M marketing plan. Number one, your phenomenal marketing mindset. Your phenomenal marketing mindset. Here's one of the things that I recognize with business owners. We get distracted. How many of you know what I'm talking about? All right. How many of you understand that nothing happens in a business until a sale is made? And a sale doesn't happen until what? Marketing is done and we have an abundance of prospects. Really what my goal is for each and every one of you is that you have so many prospects. You have so many prospects coming in that you can't get to them all. That's my goal. My goal, I mean, at this point we've got so many opportunities, it's like, you know, where do you go first? And that's what you want to do, and you want to keep working on it. There's a reason that on the organizational chart, if you remember our organizational chart, that the very first box on that organizational chart, other than leadership, is marketing, because it all starts with marketing. So what you want to do is you're down here on the beach and thinking about your life goals and thinking about your business is connect your marketing to your dream.